Mama, God bless you. You will celebrate many more years in Jesus' name. And I will go, we'll come and talk with Bobby later. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day to be alive. Look at somebody beside you and say, I'm happy you are alive like me. I'm happy you are alive like me. Smile at that person and let them smile back. Hallelujah. No death can take you. No death, no sickness can take you. In the name of Jesus, we are under the banner of longevity of life. I will not use my hand to bury any of you. I will not plan your burial in the name of Jesus. You will not plan mine in the name of Jesus. We will live long on this earth and we live a prosperous life, a joyous life in the name of Jesus. In the book of Isaiah, verse 7, says, and the multitude of the nation that fight against Ariel, against you. Please, I want you to look at it. So that you are not thinking I'm reading my own scripture alone. And the multitude of the nation that fight against you, even all that fight against her and her ammunition, fight against you and your family, and that distress you, shall be as a dream of a night vision. You don't understand it. They are fighting you. You will wake up and say, ah, it's just a dream. Because their effect will not affect you. Their power will not touch you. Everything they are doing will not touch your life. In the name of Jesus. He said, it shall be as a dream of a night vision. No, they have gone to their herbalist. They have gone everywhere. And God said, I should tell you, when you wake up, it will be nothing. It is just like a night vision. Give me the next verse 8 and we pray. In verse 8 it says, it shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth. Huh? And behold, he eateth, but he awakened and his soul is still empty. Huh? That means it has nothing to do with you. You know, you are hungry, you go to bed, you go to sleep. And in the dream, the Lord do with when you still wake up, you will still be hungry. So all their plan will come to nothing. Everything they are doing will come to nothing. They will not succeed over you. Over your children, they will not succeed. Over the plan of your life, they will not succeed. He said, but he awaketh and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth. Somebody is thirsty, he dreameth. And behold, he drink in the dream, but he awakened, and behold, he is in faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nation be that fight against Mount Zion. Anyone that fight on you against you, they will die one by one. They will lose their strength one by one. They will lose their power one by one. I want somebody to pray that something God spoke to my spirit. That we are moving into laughter season. We are moving into laughter season. That over everything in your life, you will laugh. There'll be a reason to wake up and laugh. There'll be a reason to finish your meal and laugh. Over your children, you will laugh. Over that dream of yours, you will laugh. Over your prayer, you will laugh. Everything you are trusting God for, you will laugh over them in the name of Jesus. Can we stand with me and let's do some prayer? I want you to pray. There's one thing that is wrong with us in this church for the newcomers. Something is wrong with us. We like prayer too much, man. That's a problem we have. So anybody who doesn't enjoy praying, we don't like it. Hallelujah. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Over my prayer life, let me laugh. Over what I'm asking for you from you, let me laugh. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Let me laugh over this situation. Over this situation, Lord, let me laugh. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody's prayed this way. Lord, make me laugh by yourself. Amen. Do you understand that? That Lord, I want to make me laugh. Give me something that will put laughter in my mouth. Hallelujah. Don't turn it off. Just say, Lord, make me laugh by yourself. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Make me laugh by yourself. This morning, Lord, make me laugh by yourself. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, make me laugh. By yourself, Lord, make me laugh. By yourself, make me laugh. Pray for yourself. Lord, by yourself, make me laugh this morning. By yourself, Lord, make me laugh this morning. Liga tu brando ye gede gede. Lord, by yourself, make me laugh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look for somebody who can pray. Hold the hand of somebody who can pray. If there is an adult, hold an adult before you hold children. Let the children know themselves. Only two. Don't, because you are going to see shift. Oh. You will not, you are going, you are shifting. Oh. Your season is opening. Oh. Your season of laughter is now. Your season of laughter is now. You are going to, this person I'm holding. Lord, make her laugh this year. Lord, I pray for this person. Jehovah, make this woman laugh. Make this man laugh. This man I'm holding. Lord, this month of June, let her laugh, oh God. Make her laugh, oh God. Give her reason to laugh. Pray for the person. Pray for that person. Lord, this person I'm holding. Make her laugh, oh God. The reason for her to laugh. The reason for her to keep on laughing. Lord, give unto her. Lord, give unto her. Lord, give unto her. Lord, give unto her. This person must laugh. This person must laugh. This person must laugh. Oh God, give unto her. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Change to somebody else. Go to somebody. You have to move. You have to move. It's a train church. You are going to pray. This woman I'm holding, or this man I'm holding, offer her head. Let her love this year. Offer her head. Let her love this year. She will not be sick. She will not be hospital patient. She will not go from hospital to hospital. Oh God, make this woman to laugh. Make her to laugh. Sort out every issue. Everything that is making her to cry. Offer health, Lord, make her to laugh. Baba, 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 make her to laugh. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Move to somebody else. Now, you may not hold anybody now if you don't need money. But you are going to pray the person you are holding. This person I'm holding, financially, Lord, make her to laugh. Financially, Lord, make her to laugh. Pray for that person. I want you to pray for that person. Pray for her. Financially, Lord, let this woman laugh. In this month of June, financially, let her laugh. In this month of June, Jehovah, make her to laugh. Baba, make her to laugh. Pray for that person. Pray for that person this morning. Mother to the gather. Pray, make her to laugh. Libre de cosho legate, Maramba da, a breaker de goto, a breaker de goto, make her to love, make her to love, make her to love, make her to love. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Look for one person, two more after this. One person, you are going to pray. Let's say, if somebody you know, listen to this. Oh. Even the children, you can pray the same prayer. This person I'm holding over a child, over his child, make him to laugh. If the person is a young person that doesn't have a child, the children you are going to give to him or her, make her to love over them. Open your mouth and pray. Pray over their child. They will love over the children you are going to give to this, my brother. He must love, oh God. Over the children they have, Lord, they must love. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. They must love. Marunda Lego to Malagada. They must love in this season. They must love. Libara dagada. He bred the dead. He bred the dead. He bara dagada. He bara dagada. He bred the koshulikide. He bred the dead. They must love. Pray for the person. He bara da. The children they have, they must love over those children. The children you will give to them, Lord, they must love. Me too, they could. He bred the dead. He bred the. In Jesus' name we pray. Leave that person and pray for yourself. Over the work of my hand, Lord, give me laughter. Over the work of my hand, what I am doing day to day, Lord, give me laughter. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. This month I must laugh. This year I must laugh. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. This month of June, I must laugh. I must laugh enter into July. Pray for yourself. If you are a student, you have written the exam. Over the exam I've written is the work of your hand. I must laugh. Pray for yourself. Over my employment, I must laugh. Over my home, I must laugh. Pray for yourself. I must laugh. I over the work of my life, I must. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray this prayer, the same prayer we see praying for yourself. Over the journey of my life. See, you know why some of us are struggling? Our journey has been difficult. Eh? Liganto baligada. So one woman I was praying for her, I said, why is it that from your youth to now, people that are supposed to be a blessing were cursing you? He said, you are talking about my mom. He said, even if I give my mom money, it will see the reason why we say the money is too small and we add cost joy. I said, whatever you need to do, this woman needs to change her tongues. We are going to pray over the journey from today. Every step I will take in life, Lord, let it end in laughter. Let me walk in laughter. Let my journey be in laughter. Pray for yourself. Young people, pray for yourself. You will marry into laughter. You will have a partner in laughter. Not somebody who will screw his face. Just pray for yourself. My journey must end in laughter. I must laugh, oh God. I must laugh, oh God. I must laugh in the journey of life. I must love. As I move from one place to the other, I must love. Pray for yourself in the journey of life, Lord. Make me to love. Make me to love. The journey of my children, I must love over it. Then my children must love in their journey of life. They must love. In Jesus' name we pray. God gave me one prayer point and I scribbled it this morning. The sleep that catch me yesterday, that's some sleep. You know, when sleep catch you, we know that you are helpless. My nephew was to travel 4 a.m. this morning. I said, don't worry, I'll wake up. For we are. This. But I woke up around 5:25 and I scribbled it down. Whoever is distributing sorrow in your family, they die today. Amen. That's the prayer point I had. Whoever is distributing sorrow in your family, not from outside though, in your family, whoever wake up assigning somebody, they are, this is the next person to sorrow. This is next person to cry. That person died today in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my father, my father, anyone born of a woman or taken out of a woman in my family that want to distribute sorrow, that says I'm the next in line for sorrow, oh God of heaven, terminate their life. Terminate their life right now. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whoever is responsible for distributing sorrow, whoever that are not happy that you are happy, let them die suddenly. Whoever is saying you will end your life in sorrow, whoever is saying you will end your life in pain, that person dies suddenly. That person dies suddenly. That person dies suddenly. That person dies suddenly. Anyone distributing sorrow, distributing pain, distributing disappointment in your family, who is keeping record of evil, who is saying you are the next in line to sorrow, that person dies suddenly. That person dies suddenly. That person dies suddenly. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Mandakoto and pray for yourself this morning. 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 Mandida godo. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I am not going to preach. I'm one more prayer point that we are going to sit down or two, and then we close the service. Give me the scripture. In 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 23. You are going to pray. Mama, if God give you peace, your life will be so easy. What they call old age is peace of mind. It's no more number of days now. When you have peace over your children, you know, it's old age. You are enjoying life. That's why you say you chop life. Nobody say you still have a 45-year-old son. You are still trusting God for the will of God. Look at this. Anyone canceling your helper will die suddenly. Amen. Whoever is canceling your helper against you, that person will die suddenly. Amen. It's more of a judgmental service today. He said, and when Ahithophel saw his counsel was not followed, it was the best advisor to David. David know that this guy is top notch. You know, there are some people in the office. They say, no, when they talk, everything will go and rest. He said, when he know that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his hands and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order and hung himself and died and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. We are going to cry to God. Whoever is giving my helper evil advice, whoever is advising my helper against me, have you not seen somebody will just wake up? And we just turn everybody to enemy. And you are wondering, where did I go wrong? It's evil counsel. Somebody will just, have you seen people recruit people against you? They recruit everybody. And if they recruit you and you do not follow their recruitment, you become an enemy. One event happened recently. And I prayed, I said, God, help me more not to take action immediately. In a single day, I received 4 phone calls about the same person. Make sure you don't do that. Make sure you don't do that. The only thing I said, I heard you. That day, sister, I went to pray. You know what I prayed? If anybody can gossip you about me, then I'm a gossiper. If anybody can gossip you, and me, you are the one who talk. Can I tell you something? If anybody gossip your pastor, if somebody has a confidence, I have a full confidence to say, Pastor Sam, Pastor Daddy, that means you yourself are not loyal. You understand? So somebody will come and gossip about my wife. He will think that caterpillar jam. I'll beat him physically and spiritually. Now my wife, now if she's offending me, leave her to me. You understand what I'm saying? But if somebody have the confidence to go to her and be talking about me, there's no love. Because the confidence you have that, okay, I know she doesn't love her husband. That's why I can carry evil report. Do you follow what I'm saying? One pastor was preaching, he said, okay, he's one of tele-evangelists. He said, if you are my member, and he said somebody came with a story about me to you, and you have the confidence to come and tell me, he said that day I will be scared of you. I will take you out of my inner circle, which means you are also a corrupt mind that corrupt things are coming to. That's why you need to pray. God will surround you with faithful people. God will surround you with faithful people. Can I pray for husband and wife? God will give you a faithful husband. A faithful wife. Can I add it? God will give you faithful children. Not the Absalom children. So you are going to cry. Ahithophel, when he saw that the counsel was refused, he jumped on the house. You know, I don't know that Barabbas is that emotional. When he shared the testimony with me, was it 2 weeks ago? I said, no, this testimony, everybody must add it. Every word he said, every testimony he gave, there's no single lie in it. Because I know his stories from a very, very long time. You know, this is how you know people who are connected to a church. There was a time he moved to Ito. Is that around Ito or somewhere? Huh? Ready. He was still finding time to come to church once in a while from Ready. And one of the things why he moved closer here is because of church. So how will God abandon that person? You know, there are some people, as a pastor, I would naked myself, walk in the middle of the night and say, God, you can't abandon this person. No. You can't be connected to a ministry and you are struggling. Why? No, God must give me explanation why he will allow you to suffer when you are making my life easy. No, don't get it wrong. It goes beyond that. Okay, look at how beautiful this all is. Look how beautiful. Some people, all week, people were resuming morning to evening to sort this place out. So God will now abandon them. And I go there, look. To cover the joint here, somebody spent a harder money to put this carpet. So God will abandon that person. Only one person did this, so blind. So God will not abandon that person. No, I'm telling you, if anything happens, I'll go to the same God and say, God, why now? If you don't want me as a pastor, just tell me. Why will you allow, you understand what I'm saying? God will surround you with people that will help you. Any counsel against your helper, may they die suddenly. Came to me, what were they? They said, Pastor, this is my family contribution. I look at what the contribution of the person, I look at what he pays as tithe. It's almost like half of his salary. And so God will now have another person. Every evil cancel against you, it died to its root today in the name of Jesus. Amen. But you are going to cry to God. Listen to me. Anybody canceling my helper against me, Lord, terminate their life. The way I took faith committed suicide, let them jump before a fast-moving train. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray this afternoon, every cancer against my helper, every cancer against me to my helper, Lord, my Father, terminate those cancer. Let them hang themselves. Let them commit suicide. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Whoever is counseling against my life, whoever is giving evil counsel against me to my helper, may their counsel be rejected. May they commit suicide. Maliga de bregede. He baladako shakede, man de, he break it to go down, he bread de, maradako shalegede, man de, he break it again, he break it again. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Do we pray or do I stop? I'll give you one more prayer point. One more, only one. Okay. Give me 1 Samuel 15:33. You are going to pray for your sibling. Listen, I know some sister Inga. If they born you only one for your parents, it's better. Those who have said the stress of siblings. And at times, man, it's not that the sibling want to stress you. It's because they don't have. And some of them will talk, and finish you with their talk. And Samuel said to Agag, is that as thy sword has made women childless. This King Agag is somebody, what he does is he kills children to make the mother cry. During his time, Agag will ask a mother to sit down. He will carry his children and he will be killing their children one by one so that the woman will watch to see the pain. Mothers and fathers, stretch your hands towards the altar. This your hand. You will not use it to carry the dead of your baby in the name of Jesus. You will not use your hand to bury your children in the name of Jesus. You will not be called upon to identify your children in the mortuary in the name of Jesus. Heaven will preserve your children. Heaven will preserve a young one in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer. And Samuel, the way they said this, and so shall thy mother be childless among women. He was talking to Agar. He said, you have made so many mothers childless. So he said, your own mother will be childless among women. And Samuel, he who Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Samuel is not a killer. Samuel is not a fighter. Samuel is a prophet. There are some prophets that they are fighters. But Samuel is just a prophet of the world. But for that one, when he finished the prayer, he carried sword, cut the idiot into pieces. Can we pray this prayer? Please, if you are like some of us have already entered the Odaju lane, so you may not need this prayer. But some of you women that are so emotional to your siblings, when your siblings say this, oh, I enjoyed the time I spent with Junior yesterday. He said some things that are real. You are going to pray. Lord, all my siblings, make them great as I am. Are you scared to pray? Are you jealous of your sibling? Huh? If they repent, okay. Well, I want you to just pray. Lord, to set me free, make my sibling great. Touch the life of my two siblings, oh God. Everything they are asking you from, oh God, Lord, answer them. I want you to pray for your sibling. Pray for those that are connected to you. Pray for them. Lord, oh God, my mother must not be childless. Lord God, all the children you are giving to my mother, make them great. Make them to be able to stand on their own. Make them, oh God, to be strong, to know you, oh God, to serve you, oh God, to do what you want them to do. Pray for yourself. Pray for your sibling. everyone attacking children, let them die suddenly. Every law attacking children in this land, let the law be canceled. I want you to just pray for yourself. Mention the name of those your siblings. Declare they will be great. Declare God will touch them. Declare they will not die in poverty. They will not die in pain. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Father, Lord, I pray for your children that you will make them to laugh. Everything they laid their hands upon in this month of June, they will excel in it in the name of Jesus. You will make their life easy. You will make them prosperous. You will make them to enjoy your blessing. The journey some people started in the month of May, let it end well for them in the name of Jesus. Let every sickness be terminated in this assembly. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Our God is good and all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to